Welcome back to season number 4, episode number 1. Number 1.
Number 1.
The premiere with Sal Yako as my guest on this evening of September the 28th. Getting into some mini segments, including some new games for the new season. So last season, there was a recurring segment in every episode where each guest eliminated one item from 3 different lists. So I had 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedians. And each person eliminated one until we were left with the winners. This season, I want it to be less about deconstruction and more about construction. So we're going to build a list this season.
Okay.
In a segment called Let's Play Listicle Generation.
Okay.
So I have 3 lists, each which will eventually have 13 items. Starting out, each list only has 2 items. So your job this evening, Sal, is to eliminate one of the items from the list and then to add 2 of your own items. Things that you feel are exemplary examples. Is that redundant? It sounded redundant.
It's okay. It works.
Of the category. So categories are the same. Slightly more specific, 13 comedy movies, 13 comedic television shows, and 13 comedic performers. So if you wouldn't mind going through each list, go over the 2 options, say what you think about them, decide which one to eliminate, and then say which 2 items in that category you would like to add, and maybe just like why.
Sure. Let's see. Comedy movies. Let's see what this is. Comedy movies. Okay, number 1 is Euro Trip, and number 2 is Grandma's Boy. Euro Trip, I've seen both. Euro Trip, I've seen multiple times. Grandma's Boy, I think I've only seen once. I really enjoyed Euro Trip. I think my favorite actor in that movie was Matt Damon, and his cameo, I think he crushed it in that movie.
That was so good.
I think it was very good. Yeah, it was the buzzed, had buzzed hair Matt Damon, and he
Scotty
was familiar.
Doesn't know.
Scotty doesn't know. He was the one. I don't know. Some people may have missed it, but he was the lead singer in the song. Scotty doesn't know. That's him. That's Matt Damon. Matt Damon. Your trip. So I will have to cancel out Grandma's Boy. I am an Adam Sandler fan, but Grandma's Boy didn't. It did it for me, but it didn't really do it for me. So now I have to add 2 more. Is that right?
Yes. If you could replace Grandma's Boy in the next column over,
right here.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, like, write your replacement in that column.
Oh, right, my replacements in these count.
Yes.
Okay, going down this way or this way?
So each horizontal line, like if you cross the one off on the left, then replace it in the next spot over.
I may have screwed that up just a little bit.
It's all right. This is the first episode.
It's the first episode. Setting the standard.
I gave you poor instructions. That's what I mean.
No worries.
Sorry about that.
Okay, I'm going to remove Grandma's Boy. I'm going to add, I was a big fan of the movie Old School.
Very funny.
Yep. 2003, Will Ferrell, Vince Vaughn, Luke Olson?
Wilson.
Luke Wilson.
I rewatched that
Snoop Dogg
relatively recently.
Did you really? Does it hold up?
Some of it didn't age super well.
Okay.
And maybe it's just that I don't want to say mature, but
you're a little more mature.
I've
yeah.
matured psychologically.
Sure.
A little bit as far as my sense of humor.
Sure. And then I got to go with my guy. It's a classic. It's not
in the left column because, yep.
Oh, right in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
That way, like, it's, I don't know. I wasn't sure how to structure this.
No worries. We'll make it work. A movie called Dumb and Dumber, which came out in 1994.
For number three, though.
Oh, I got you. Dumb and Dumber. It's an easy choice, but, you know, Jim Carrey, Jeff Daniels, the Farrelly Brothers, I think, are the ones that did
so
it.
So funny.
Super funny. There's a hot sauce scene in there.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, they kill a guy, but yeah. Hot sauce on his hamburger, I think it was.
He was a bad guy, though, so.
Yeah, he was an easy guy to kill off. So I crossed off Grandma's Boy, and I added Old School, 2003. Dumb and Dumber, which I believe was 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good choices.
Yeah. Comedic TV shows. Rick and Morty, which I know there are a ton of fans of Rick and Morty around here. And
passionate
Party
fans.
Party Down. Okay. I can't think of Party Down right now.
Okay. It was a Showtime series in the mid-aughts. I think it ran for, I want to say, 3 seasons, maybe only 2.
Okay.
About a catering company staffed mostly by aspiring actors, including Adam Scott.
Oh, I like Adam Scott.
And I'm not great with names. Libby Kaplan, I want to say.
I know her, yeah. Yep.
And the guy... The glasses guy from Silicon Valley.
With the glasses.
The hacker dude.
With the long black hair?
Yeah. I want to say his name in Party Down.
Yeah.
Jane Lynch is in the first season, at least.
Okay. In Party Down.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of great comedians.
Sure.
Very funny show. Didn't last super long, but... Hmm. Definitely worth watching.
You have me intrigued. I definitely want to give a couple episodes of this show a shot. But since I didn't know what it was, I think it's an easy way to cross it out.
That's very fair.
And the first one that I'm going to put, to make it easy, I'm going to do The Office. I honestly think it's one of the... It's such an amazing show, and I've read about the show, and apparently a lot of the stuff of that show that looked improvised was actually written into the show. It's just the ability of the actors to make it look like it was improvised. Apparently a lot of it was written into the show. So I think the writers on that show are top tier of writers of all time.
Would you mind specifying U.S. or U.K. version?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go with U.S. I feel like I've seen a couple of the Ricky Gervais British episodes, one or two. It didn't really do it for me. And then I kind of want to do a wild card show. I don't think people are going to be fans of this, but I really don't care. New Girl. Did you ever get into New Girl?
I haven't.
No? I think it's a fun, easy watch. I think it's a fun show. I really like it. It's easy. I could easily go with Sunny in Philadelphia. I think that's obviously one of the better improv show, one of the better comedic TV shows. But
goes for number 3.
Yeah. Let's see how many times Sal can screw that up. There it is. Okay, so that's fresh. There, New Girl, and then The Office.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. And then comedic performers, Bo Burnham, Seth Rogen. Can you remind me who Bo Burnham is?
He's younger. I believe he's 27 at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
He had a one season television show on MTV called Zack Stone Is Gonna Be Famous.
Okay.
Kind of a reality spoof. Very, very funny.
On MTV, I like what MTV's doing right now. I like what they're all about.
He has at least one special that's on Netflix. I think maybe he has two others that exist. I don't know if they're all on Netflix. He mixes music and like performance art and comedy. He's incredibly talented. He was also in the new film, The Big Sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
As a supporting role. A taller, kind of lanky
dude. I heard actually pretty good things about that movie.
It was very good.
Was it?
I felt. For me, it was a good movie. I've heard some criticisms, but I felt they were unfounded.
So, since I didn't know who he was, I will have to cross him out. Although, number two on this list is Seth Rogen. And I've had mixed feelings about him. I like him. But I don't think he's the funniest person. I think there are I think there are a lot of people, especially the guys that he kind of runs with, the circle that he runs with in some of the movies he's done. I think a lot of them are I think they're more I don't want to say more talented. I think he's super talented, but I think they're more funny than he is. But he's super talented. I think he writes a lot of the movies that he does. So that's pretty impressive. Superbad, Knocked Up,
Pineapple Express.
I never watched that movie, the one This Is the End, I think it's called.
This Is the End was very funny.
I heard it was really funny.
Observe and Report.
Oh, that's the one where he was a mall cop, and there was like a streaker or whatever it was, like a
that one. Could have been better.
Okay.
It had its moments.
Okay, so comedic performers. Earlier I had mentioned Martin Lawrence.
Yep, that's the right one.
This is the right one. And then number three to take over. Okay.
Yep.
So I really like
one, a person replaces one of the items on the list.
Yeah.
By crossing it off and then filling in the next column to the right.
Oh, and then they add one
beneath the existing listings until we end up with a total of 13 items.
Totally get it. Okay.
Well, yeah, 13, and then the last person will only eliminate one item from each list. One so item. We should end up with 12.
Sure.
On each list. If I did the math right, I might have did it wrong.
No, I think this will work out. So I crossed off Bo Burnham only because I don't know who he is yet, but I will look him up.
I'm pretty sure I did the math wrong.
Did you?
I was just thinking about it a little more deeply. We'll probably end up with 14. Maybe I don't know.
Maybe it'll be an extended season.
It'll be a surprise. We'll
improvise the rest of it. How about that? So I threw in Martin Lawrence. There is, and then Seth Rogen is on the list. And then I add one more in, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Three slot.
I will put in comedic performers. I really, this guy, I don't know if anyone would know him, Kevin Brennan. 2005, he had a 30-minute stand-up special on Comedy Central. He was an SNL writer. I thought he was pretty funny. Who else did I listen to recently? I can't think of it right now. Kevin Brennan. Who else was it? Oh, I know who I want to put down. I might have you. Netflix just released like a show called like the Comedians or something. It's like a 6-part.
Yeah.
It's the first guy, and I found him on Spotify. I'm trying to think of his name. He's from Tennessee by way of New York, actually.
I can't think of him.
I can't think of his name. Let me think. I'll be able to think of it in a second here. Oh, yeah, I can't think of his name.
Probably not list worthy.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, no kidding. I will go with Martin Lawrence, and then you know what? I will do one of the first ones that I saw was Eddie Murphy's Delirious. I thought it was very, very funny. Yeah. Chris, that is my list.
That was the very first edition episode of Listicle Generation. Stay tuned for the rest of the season to see which 12 or 13 or 14, I'm not really sure, some number of items we end up with. The people's choice of movies, television shows, and comedic performers. This next segment, also brand new. I believe it will be continuing through the rest of the season. Nice. Might get tweaked, might get cut. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I like the idea, so it'll probably stay. Since I have a little bit of pull with the production team here.
Yeah, you have some sway.
This segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos. So if you were going to be stranded on a deserted island, but you could bring a few things with you, I would like for you to please tell me which two books you would bring.
Which two books? I would bring, the first one would be, it's a book, what's the title? It's Rick Riley from Sports Illustrated wrote it. When he caddied for like the top, he's caddied for 25 or 50 people. I forget what it was. But I own the book. I love the book. I don't know why I can't think of the title. It's almost, I think it might be called the Caddy or Golf Caddy. I can't think of the name, which is terrible because I actually absolutely love this book. That's a book I would read because every chapter is something completely different and it's so entertaining that I could read it over and over. I'd bring that book for sure. The Caddyshack. I think it's called The Caddyshack. Let's go with that. Let's go with that one. It's called The Caddyshack. That's the first book I would bring. And then the second book I would bring is a book called The Psychology of Persuasion by Robert, I think it's pronounced Cialdini. It's almost a marketing book. I mean, it's psychology, but it talks about like the six principles that are always used in marketing. But it touches on so many subjects that are valuable to anyone that's in any industry. But the cool thing is it's got a little bit of humor in it, but he's super creative, and it's a book I remember reading. I remember reading the first chapter or the first couple pages, and it's a book that I knew that would resonate with me, or that I resonated with, and that would stick with me for life. And so I read that book, I want to say 2 times, but it's a book that every time I've gone through pages of it, more and more, I've taken away more and more of it each time.
2 CDs, music CDs. I need to clarify that.
2 music CDs.
Like retail CDs, not mixtapes.
No, no. For yeah. Not. I would take Now 39. That's probably my favorite. I would do. I would do Bone Thugs and Harmony, the album that they had Crossroads on. That would be the first one I would bring. And the second album or CD that I would bring would be, I would bring Michael Jackson's album, the CD called Dangerous, which I believe came out in 1992. It's got the song Black or White on it, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. So I would bring the Michael Jackson CD Dangerous.
Two Grand Rapids comedians.
You know what? I have to be fair here, but I have to. I mean, there's a lot of people that I would want to bring. But I'm gonna go with the first two that I met, and the first two, the two that have the biggest influence on my own take on improv, and that's gonna be Tyler Jandernoah, who started Fictional Friends, and the second person I would bring would be Zach Horn, who was the second member of Fictional Friends. They both have had a big influence on myself. I look up to both of them. We're all great friends. But those two I would bring. I would never get bored if I had the two of them.
An infinite supply of any two beverages.
Infinite supply? I would bring... there is a beer in at a brewery based out in Warren, Michigan. I think it's Canoonan. I think it's pronounced Canoonan. They have a beer. Is it the Drippa? I should know the names of the things that I like the most. That's what's confusing me. But yeah, that's one of my favorite IPAs that I really like. I would bring that. And then I would bring... Chris, I'm going to go with a virgin strawberry daiquiri. This is my second choice. Virgin strawberry daiquiri.
Super iced tasteful. And blended?
What's that?
Like blended with ice?
Blended,
or?
Blended, fully blended.
Okay.
Chunks of ice is fine, but not like ice cube. You know. Fully blended strawberry daiquiri.
Virgin. Be good for the heat.
Great for the heat.
Two animals?
A dinosaur that can fly. And a baby brown bear. A baby brown bear.
Just as a companion or?
Yeah, because if I treat it nicely as a baby and I'm stuck on this island, as it grows it'll trust me and then it's my protector.
All right,
got an eye in the sky with the dinosaur that can fly. And then I got the baby bear that eventually grew, you know, it's cute and cuddly at first, and then it's this monster that can protect me on the ground because I'll treat it so well.
Nice. Two celebrities.
I would bring Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
That's a good choice.
Yep. He's someone I look up to in terms of, you know, if I need motivation. And then I would bring... I would bring Jack Black. I really like Jack Black's energy. And if I feel like if I was stuck with Jack Black on an island, it wouldn't be so bad.
Sing fun songs.
Fun songs, and he'd do crazy stuff. Yeah.
Two dead historical figures.
Honest Abe.
Mr. Lincoln. I've been thinking.
I would bring Mr. Lincoln. And then I would bring...
He's pretty good at chopping trees down. So
he's pretty solid at that.
It would come in handy.
It would come in handy on an island. I'd bring him, and then I would bring... I would then bring, let's go with the kid Einstein.
Albert?
Let's go with Albert.
Interesting.
Yeah. He can teach me a couple things. I would pick up, here and there, pick up a couple things from him. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Two articles of clothing.
Two articles of clothing. I would bring a cardigan. And then I would bring a blanket. I'd bring a blanket that I've had since I was born. I have this blanket at my parents' house. I call it Hami. And that translates to what does Hami mean in Arabic? Hami. That actually, it's funny. That means blanket in Arabic. Hami is the nickname I gave it. I actually still own this blanket. This blanket, I believe, I'll have to ask my mom about this, but I believe this blanket was given to my sister when she was born and passed down to my brother, then passed down to me. This blanket might be upwards of 40 years old, and it's currently sitting in my parents' house in my old bedroom that I used to stay in.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would bring that blanket, and then I'd bring a cardigan.
Two weapons.
I would bring a sword with the hopes of learning how to use it while I'm on said island. And then I would bring a musket.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It would be tough to use that without a supply of gunpowder.
That's a good point.
Musket balls.
Musket balls, yeah.
And the, what do they put in? The pad or something? Some kind of cloth between the, I don't know.
I wouldn't give up on it, Chris. I would still bring it.
All right. Two board games.
Monopoly for sure. And then I would bring Operation.
Would it be a themed Monopoly or classic?
It would be classic.
Two movies. Basically, you can watch any two movies at any time.
Ocean's 11, Varsity Blues.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
All right. The whipped cream scene, is that?
You got me right there.
Okay.
You read right through me, Chris.
That's most of what I remember from that film.
I haven't looked at whipped cream the same.
Mm-mm.
Since no one has that I know of.
Nope.
No.
Two television shows.
Two television shows. I would bring... It's kind of it's easy out for me, but I'd bring The Office, the U.S. version. And then I would bring, I would bring The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. It's one of the first shows I really got into.
Hmm.
Yep. Very easy to watch. Covered a bunch of different topics. Yep.
Two musical instruments.
I play the bells. Or a xylophone, so I'd bring the bells. I think I still own a bells set at my parents' house. I'd bring the bells, and then I'd bring a cello. Yeah, a cello.
Two video games.
I would bring GoldenEye on Nintendo 64, and then I would bring Donkey Kong on Super NES.
Two phone apps. Basically, you'll have the ability to use the apps with all their functionality, including internet connection.
Yeah.
But there's no chance of ever being rescued from this island, so...
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
I would bring... I would bring Tetris... The game?
Mm.
And bring Tetris the game. And then I would bring... Gotta talk to people. Gotta have communication of some sort. I would bring... I'd be on a different island. So I'd bring WhatsApp. I'd bring WhatsApp and I would bring Tetris.
All right. Two vehicles.
Well,
no chance of escape.
No just chance of escape. Just to ride around. I'd bring my first car that I ever drove, which was a 96 Pontiac Grand Am green, because a lot of great memories in that car. Bring that car. And then I would bring, since there's no chance of escaping, Chris, I would bring a bumper car from the Madison Heights Carnival that I used to go to. Because if you know, why bring a nice car? If I mean, what's the point? If I'm not going to escape, why not bring a fun, a bumper car? Yeah, let's go with the bumper car, Madison Heights Carnival.
All right.
Yeah.
And then finally, seeds for two types of plants.
Seeds for two types of plants. I would bring a seed for jalapenos. And then strawberry grape tomatoes.
That's a real thing?
I believe so.
They look like strawberries or grapes, or they taste like strawberries?
Do you ever frequent the Fulton Street Farmers Market?
I don't. I should, but I don't.
Okay. Recently, my girlfriend and I picked up, they were grape tomatoes, but they were almost yellow, and I believe they were called strawberry grape tomatoes.
Interesting.
Or no, wait, I'm sorry. Is it cherry tomatoes, small ones?
Yes.
So
I think there's both.
There might be both. Maybe strawberry cherry tomatoes, which that doesn't sound right. They were like small little, they were like yellow cherry tomatoes. They're really, really good. Maybe I'll have to look it up. But I believe they're called, there's, I think strawberries in the title.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one? Or was that two?
Jalapenos. Okay.
My bad.
No worries.
That was a long game. Deserted duos. That'll be slightly revamped for episode two. Was it all right, though? Is that good for you?
I enjoyed it, Chris. I think that's a great game to play.
Maybe I'll mix up the types of items that I'm asking for.
Sure.
We'll see. Stay tuned to the next episode to see what happens with Deserted Duos, a brand new game for a brand new season. This next game, also brand new. So many new things.
Yes.
This one's called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So there is a drawing pad over there.
There sure is a box of colored,
big one. With the colored pencils on top. On the table.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to flip that open to the first page, basically each person, each guest on the show is going to contribute to the overall drawing. So you are going to be drawing as long as you feel like drawing.
Okay.
Whatever you want to draw. Wherever you want to draw on that page. While that's happening, we're going to talk about art.
Let's do it.
So, comedy is an art form.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your other... not favorite. Like, what are some art forms that you appreciate other than comedy?
Yeah. I haven't been to this in a long time, but poetry at Stella's.
You got to be drawing this whole time.
I am going to just start
doing
that. Yep. I am a fan of poetry. I like poetry. A friend of mine who's also in Fictional Friends Biko, Brett Cooper, happens to do poetry or has done poetry at, I can't think of the name right now. It's at
Stubbs. The Drunken Retort.
Drunken Retort.
Mondays at 9, I believe.
Yep. It's immediately following the jam session at Dog Story Theater. And I know he's done it. I know others have as well. I want to say Frenchie has maybe done it a couple of times. And she and I do enjoy that type of poetry where it's storytelling, and it's almost like a crossover between poetry and improv. But it's obviously written poetry, so it's almost practiced beforehand. But I do enjoy that type of poetry. I really enjoy storytelling. I think that's one of the reasons why I was drawn to improv. You get to create a story on the spot. But I, what I had mentioned earlier, I really like stand-up comedy. And I like stand-up comedy because it's an individual who gets to tell stories, mini stories that somehow connect to one another. Sorry, this is not as easy as I thought it was. This is difficult. Sorry, I am just drawing hills right now. I used to do this when I was younger. It's a comedian that's that gets to tell a story, and normally it's instances that has happened to the storyteller, and it's cool to see them tell it through their eyes. So I like I said earlier, I like poetry, as well as I really enjoy stand-up comedy, and it's something I enjoy. Chris, this is not easy. This is fun, but trying to draw this is super difficult. But
let me know whenever you feel like stopping. It's up to you.
Okay.
And maybe you can even go on to the second page if you want to do two different things. There's no rules. It's crazy.
No rules. This is crazy. I like it.
Because the idea is for each guest to add on to the drawing that's in the book. So at the end, we'll have 12 people's input into one overall.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Cool. No, that's great. Yeah, that's, I would say stand-up comedy is definitely my favorite form of comedy. And
how do you feel about painting and sculpture and more visual forms of self-expression?
I have gained an appreciation for art since I've been in this town. As people know, Grand Rapids is a big art town, and I've gone to the different... some of the different art museums in town, and I do enjoy art. It's funny, my good friend Zach Horn, who I believe was on the show recently.
Yes.
He is actually he paints, and I think he does some pieces, and he gives away some pieces from talking to him, and that's something I've always wanted to do. I haven't put more effort into doing it. Painting and art is great because once again, it goes to the vision of the artist, and the artist getting to whatever their thoughts or what topics or whatever on their mind, they get to tell that story on a canvas. And right now I'm pointing to Christopher's, canvas on his wall. And you get to tell a story through a medium, whether it's paint, or it's a story on a stage, or it's a video production. I enjoy all of it, but I would say I'm definitely a fan of painting, and it's something I've always wanted to get into. I would say drawing is something I enjoy doing, but I'm not good at, so I don't have a passion for it because of the fact that I'm just not very talented at it. But we'll see. I did some drawings here on the first page. Christopher, what would you describe that as? What does that mean to you?
Hmm. Superficially, I would say it looks like a sun in the sky with a green hill and a brown hill and maybe a tree.
Mm-hmm.
More abstractly, maybe some sort of battling duality between green and brown perspectives with like a blue oversight.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. We'll see what the next person.
Yeah. I will be taking pictures of each stage along the way and then
I like
publishing
it.
The
final product.
Yeah, in each step along the way.
That's great.
The second one appeared superficially to be a tree form, but
yep.
It could be any number of things. It could be maybe like a mold spore or a doorknob from the side.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
That was Talk and Draw Art. Thank you. The next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestions. So I go to lots and lots of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions, and I don't always have a good one. So I'd like yours, please. If you could please give me a location.
My uncle's basement.
A location that would fit on the stage at the back room of Mulligan's.
My index finger's fingernail.
Ooh. An article of clothing.
A dirty Hanes white sock.
An occupation.
A proctologist.
A business relationship.
Barber and customer.
A word, any word.
Transparent.
The last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
The last thing I bought on Amazon.com. Light bulbs.
The last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store and nostalgia emporium.
A cell phone case.
A television show.
New Girl.
An emotion.
Angry.
An emoji.
Kissing with a heart coming out of its mouth.
A meme.
Shia LaBeouf saying, just do it.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. The last line of dialogue.
I'm sorry.
Like the final line of dialogue of the scene.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that the next part we're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it was, don't let your dreams be dreams?
No, this is the next get.
Like, oh, gotcha. Okay.
Whatever you want for the final line of.
Sure. Final line of dialogue of. Oh. And that was the last time I ever went hang gliding.
A magazine.
Hustlers.
A musical instrument.
Xylophone.
A place you might go on vacation by yourself.
Fiji.
Two problems.
We ran out of food. And there are no more light bulbs.
Two types of animals.
An Australian koala bear and a zebra.
Two things that would fit in your pocket.
A rabbit's foot and a harmonica.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
A bell. One tennis shoe and a bearskin rug.
The last thing you wanted to eat but didn't.
Enchiladas.
Something you might get into an argument over.
There are not enough coasters in this room.
Not in this room. I have a...
You have a plethora.
Yes.
Of coasters. I appreciate it.
So do my tables. Something you are always excited to see.
Friends performing improv.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Oh, crap. Where are the light bulbs?
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
farts.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
see my friends do improv.
That was improv scene suggestions. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have printed off some song lyrics there. If you wouldn't mind, please reading those to me in the style of spoken word poetry or whatever other style you most desire.
I'm a man of simple pleasures. I got all I need, so give me whiskey measures. With dyslexic eyes, I'm seeing very clearly. By the way, I'm on my way. But all of my life, I've been treated like a fool. But I'm no one's fool. Here I go once again, trying hard to pretend. There's a future in your man-made rules. I'll be governed by road. Get to shed this heavy load. I see no future, so leave me alone in the past. I am told the world is ending. But when I look outside, the birds are always singing. You throw sticks and bones. Remember, every dog will have its day. I am on my way. But all of my life, I've been treated like a fool. But I'm no one's fool. Here I go, once again, trying hard to pretend. There's a future in your man-made rules. I'll be governed by the road. Get to shed this heavy load. I see no future, so leave me alone in the past. Go on, let the righteous guide you home to where you belong. I'll stay, listen to my favorite tunes. That's where I belong. You won't take me for a ride. I'm far too fast for you to keep up with me. You won't take me for a ride. Never catch them, really. Need no money? I'm not gonna be standing in the line, waiting for you just to kick me out. You won't take me for a ride. You won't take me for a ride.
Thank you. That was Man of Simple Pleasures from the band Kasabian. This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what that number is.
Did you say it out loud?
Yes.
I'm going to go with 633,237.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Ah, damn it.
You got 3 digits correct.
Really?
One of which is in the correct decimal place.
Hmm.
Next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have the first parts of common phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you to please complete those phrases in an improvised fashion. Keep calm and...
find new money.
Ooh. When it rains, it...
gets wet.
It does. All dogs go to...
the sewer.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
A penny saved...
is made out of copper.
Mm. If at first you don't succeed...
give up because it's not for you.
Oh. The proof is in...
the salad.
Mm. Flattery will get you...
everywhere.
Generally. You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
the lucky one.
Mm. If you can't take the heat...
then drink... and taste more ghost pepper sauce.
The bigger they are,
the easier they are to find.
Mm. Life is like a box of
raspberries. Some are going to be bad for you.
Mm. Stop, drop, and
lean.
The only thing we have to fear is
the unknown.
Mm. Wubba lubba.
Scooby da bat dee boop.
A bird in the hand is worth
nothing.
Knick knack paddywhack. Give a dog
his treat.
That would be nice. If life hands you lemons,
make a salad.
Citrus is underutilized in salads. That's a good point.
By far.
You ever get like little clementine segments in a salad?
Oh yeah. Yep.
So good.
I like yeah. I'm a fan of citrus. You know what's a great homemade dressing? This isn't I don't think I'm the only one person that does this, but is it white apple cider? White vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar?
Apple cider vinegar, or if you use, I think it's called white vinegar, mm-hmm. olive oil, a little salt, pepper, some Italian seasoning. You mix that up, super healthy, very delicious.
Mm.
And it's tangy because of the white apple cider. White apple cider.
When in Rome,
find the compass.
Mm, mysterious. Forgive and
grab a buddy.
The journey of 1,000 miles
will get you closer to where you need to be.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
what you know.
Mm. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
do-ation.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
moves you forward.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. It could be anything. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, political doctrine, whatever you're feeling, try to sell it to me in the amount of time it would take for us to ride a few floors in an elevator, please.
Okay. I will pitch you on improv because improv is a form of art. It's a form of comedy. It allows you to express any emotion that you're feeling that day, that week, that month, or that time in your life. You get to emote that feeling and let it work for you. You get to use a scene partner, which improv/sports is a metaphor for life because it's working as a team to help you grow, to help you reach a common goal. In sports, it's not just, they say sports is not only about winning. Improv is not always about trying to have a funny scene or having a joke. It's about creating a story that has a beginning, a middle, an end, and you get to create it on the spot using anything that's going on in your life or creating something on a stage.
I'm in. You sold me. Narratives are so hot right now. This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Fictional Friends Improv. So if you could please improvise a short radio style ad for FFI.
Skidabadoo-ba-ba-ta. Wednesday nights, folks. 7 to 9 p.m. Have you ever wanted to dip your toes in improv? Have you ever wanted to come out and see a show of your local comedians? You can do both with Fictional Friends Improv. From 7 to 9, we run a workshop that's open to anyone and everyone from all walks of life. Feel free to come on down to Mulligan's in the other side, the back room, the black, to perform some black box comedy where it's free of charge, drinks are cheapest in town, and you get to do whatever you want to do, and you could be able to create any type of comedy you want to create in that back room. And guess what? And in 2.5 hours later from when you start, you get to perform in front of a crowd that's eager and wanting to see some comedy fresh in town, in the town of East Town. So come on down to Mulligan's. Come on down and hang out with your new fictional friends every Wednesday night from 7 to 9 workshop. Show goes on at 9:30. Doors at 9 p.m.
Thank you. This next segment is called Affirmation. Sal, you are always so cheerful and welcoming. Your performances are always strong and sincere. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Chris. I feel like this city is very welcoming, and our small inner circle of Grand Rapids comedy is amazing, and I'm super happy to be a part of it. And more than anything, I am very excited that in just a few short weeks, we have Griff.
Yes.
Coming up.
Grand Rapids Improv Festival.
Yes, it is taking place. Is it October 30th through November 7th?
That sounds, yeah.
The Hub, which is our favorite dog story theater, will host many of the events. That last year, I got a chance to meet members of other troops, and now they're great friends of mine. I know you recently had, Angelica Lee on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She's a great friend of mine, and her and I got to really get to know each other through Griff last year. Through the dog story shows and the bar crawl, which Fictional Friends, I believe, is on this year.
Good.
As well as Planned Parenthood. I think that schedule is still to be released. But, if you're interested in any type of comedy in town, Griff is the week where we get to highlight all the troops in town out of the whole year. So, yeah, that's a very fun week. It's comedy 7 to 8 nights in a row that week, and multiple troops at multiple venues each night. That's a great, great week, and everyone that puts that on is awesome. And I actually talked to Josh. I plan on volunteering this year in any way that I can. So
great.
Yeah.
GrandRapidsImprovFestival.com.
That's right.
And Facebook.com slash probably the same thing. Probably I don't know. This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. Well, what is something that you are... Sorry, I was reading the wrong one. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
About anything?
About anything. It's a fond memory.
Fun memory? I would say... after school, when it was nice weather, I remember... coming home from school and then getting into whatever kind of trouble friends of mine in my that lived on my street we would get into. There was a we lived in a subdivision where there was new construction going on, and we would go into those houses that we weren't supposed to go into and run up and down stairs that had no railings, and we thought we were the coolest people in the world. And we would just goof around in this new construction, jump into basements as they were being carved in to the dirt. So before the house was even, before any wood was even laid, we would, jump into, you know, 9-foot basement, things and try to carve ramps out of the wood once the house was built and try to skateboard or do stupid, stuff. And then going home and watching Nickelodeon for 3 hours before bed. That was, those were great memories.
The next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Since this is a comedy podcast, I am looking forward to some of the side projects that Fictional Friends and others have lined up. We have a couple of things that we're trying to do, and it will entail... some of them will entail working with other comedians in town, and I am super fond of pretty much every other troupe in town. I admire them. I look up to them, and I'm excited to get to work with some other people that I've gotten to watch at Dog Story through the last couple of years, and super excited to get to actually work with them and do some side projects with them.
Nice. This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you would like to get the word out about, now is the time for that, please.
Sure. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter with the handle SYAKO. That's S-Y-A-Q-O on both of those social media platforms. Our troupe is known as Fictional Friends Improv. You can find us on Facebook by just searching Fictional Friends Improv. We perform right here in Easttown at Mulligan's Pub. And we do have a couple shows lined up. I don't know if the dates are set yet, Chris, but I know right around Thanksgiving we have something that we're working on for the Wednesday, which is one of the biggest bar nights of the year. Mm. We have a fun event planned for that. Halloween night, we just talked about it yesterday, and the event will get posted on Facebook, but for our Wednesday show the week before Halloween, which will be, I think it's Wednesday, October 25th, we have a fun Halloween show planned for Fictional Friends. Remember, that's a free show. All we ask for is your time and attention, but no money. If you'd like to spend money, you can buy yourself a drink or two at the cheapest bar in town at Mulligan's Pub.
Or buy a Fictional Friends t-shirt for only $15.
That's right. That's right. We have a great t-shirt. Yeah, come on down. It's you know, we're asking you to come down. Doors open at 9, shows at 9:30. It's super fun. Bring a friend and come on down. It's at Mulligan's Pub in Easttown.
The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
I would say get involved. I remember get involved, make time / get involved. When I was first joining Fictional Friends, I just wanted to do projects or shows with Fictional Friends. And then when I believe it was Mike Nichols who had came to a Fictional Friends show who had talked to me about Calm on Monday nights at Dog Story, he had told me to go check out Calm, and you know, even though I was busy, it's not that I'm never too busy to go to a show on a Monday night for an hour or two. So I got even more out of my comfort zone and went to a show and then did jam, and that exposed me to a whole different slew of comedians and the whole network of Grand, you know, that's the hub, as we call it, of Grand Rapids comedy. And so it introduced me to all these different people that are all these different troops and comedians that are doing shows and events and practices. And they've been building up the Grand Rapids community. And so now I have this network of friends through Dog Story. And so it's all started with someone telling me to go and do more. And so, once I did, that opened up a whole door of opportunities and friendships that I still have today. So I would say just go and do, if you're interested. You know, the first time I went, I almost didn't go because I didn't want to go by myself. But at the very, it felt like the last minute or the last second, I decided to just go and show up, and I met Tyler. And, I can honestly say improv / fictional friends changed my life for the better. I love it. I look forward to it more than anything every Wednesday. I'm super grateful for it, and I'm super happy that I'm in this community. I think there's some very, very talented people, and I'm excited that I get to work alongside them and get to learn from them.
Thank you. And thank you so much for being here this evening, Sal. It's been a lot of fun. And look forward to seeing you, hopefully, in Griff. Are you have any performances?
Yep. We have, we'll be part of the bar crawl. I think it's on the Thursday night of Griff, the week of Griff. And then we may have a slot at Dog Story. That I believe their website will be updated shortly. So stay tuned. But yeah, come on down. Come on out for Griff. I think all the troops in town usually have one or two slots that week, so you get to see all the troops perform, and it's a very supporting network and community. So yeah, I'm very excited, very looking forward to it. And more than anything, thanks for having me on your podcast, Chris.
It's my pleasure, I assure you. Thank you everyone for listening to the premiere of the final season. We'll be back again next week with an all new episode of The Grand Cast.
You are so engrossed, your apocalypse horse, that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more. Lies are beautiful, I see them, but I don't believe them. Yeah, I can help you, I can help you. Can help you, I can help you. Your honest love is hitting the wall, and all your tears are blue before they ever happen to fall. Well, I can help you. Let me, I can help you. Let me, I can help you. Salty.